Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Storm.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
And we are rolling. Happy holidays, buddy.
Yeah, man. Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're free because of the brave. Saw that on a thing.
That's truth.
Respect the troops.
That's true.
Respecting.
I get all my values and principles from bumper stickers. So
I'm respecting the troops by recording mobile, shirtless in the van.
There you go.
Out here in Hollywood. Normally I'd be like, oh, what if somebody sees me shirtless in the van? In Hollywood, they'd be glad I'm in the van.
Mm-hmm.
Before I even got to my sister's, I had to stop and get a car wash because last night I come through Central California. I legit thought it was raining. The sound of like mosquitoes hitting the windshield, and then just had to pull over to clean the windshield. I've never had to just pull over strictly just to clean a windshield because of bugs.
Wow.
It was, I put a picture up. It looked like you ever grind your weed?
Uh-huh, yeah.
So when you grind weed and it's just all keef and all that, it looked like somebody took a few million dollars worth of that and just glued it to the front of the van.
Wow.
Yeah. It smelled like the sea, which, if that's why bugs are the new protein to eat, probably the same amount as fish. Smelled just like the sea. Not a great feeling being nowhere near the ocean.
Yeah, that's a bit odd.
But yeah, man, so I parked, washed the front of the car at the crackhead car wash. Because if you could wash your car, guess what? You could wash whatever else you own. So that's what was happening at the car wash there. And got to the front of that my sister's place, and I was like, I could either rest up or we could just get at it here. I got a fridge full of beers, and I wanted to stand up anyway, so I'm in the van.
There you go.
Anyway, that's me bloviating the first 2 minutes of the Boogie Monster podcast here.
That's funny because that's one of the first things I noticed when I moved out here. Was compared to Georgia, a dramatic decrease in insects, or at least on my windshield and on my bumper.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
But this was Central California. This was like before I even got to Sacramento. I spent the night in Sacramento, so it was whatever north on the 5 of there, and it was it was disgusting, man.
And you're sure it was mosquitoes?
Well, I that's my best guess.
Mm.
It wasn't like big bugs. It was little guys. But I had to straight power wash that frosting off the front of the van.
Wow, man.
But that's my news. Who knows? I may hopefully not, you know, like I said, the aliens could be little things. I hope I didn't take out an entire population of intergalactic peacekeepers.
Let's hope not.
Somewhere on the 5. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man.
Yeah.
Good. Just hanging out, enjoying Memorial Day. Just not really doing much of anything. We had company yesterday. We had Katie's dad and two nephews come over, and man, I try, you know, all right, this is a place where I could be open and honest.
Sure.
And, you know, more so with myself than you or the listener. You know, I need to be honest with myself.
What you got? What are you feeling, Dave?
Man, my morale's pretty low right now, if I'm being honest.
Your morale?
Remember...
Morale, remember, in the sense of the mission? What?
Just self-esteem.
Oh, okay.
Confidence.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you remember like a month ago I told you I burnt some ribs?
Oh, and, yeah, you know, yeah.
Not something normally you brag about, but you know, live by the sword, die by the sword, is what I say.
Is this like when Barry Pepper is the sniper in Saving Private Ryan, and he misses once, and then that's it. He's all done.
It's all up in his head.
What'd you do, yeah, man? What happened?
Oh, man. I cooked 3 racks of ribs.
All right.
And I was real excited because I had 3 different types of ribs going. I had my traditional pork rub that I use.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did a Mexican rack of ribs.
I was thinking,
basically, I was thinking
3 different animals. I'm like, what the hell's the third animal? What other kind of ribs can you eat?
I mean, yeah, you could do that.
Gator ribs.
That's a lot of effort. The second rack I made Mexican style. Basically, just used a whole bottle of that Tajin seasoning, Tajin Classico Mexican seasoning that I love so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Used that as a rub, and I've done that before with the pork shoulder. And then the third one, I did a Jamaican jerk, Jamaican jerk ribs. Got the 2 hungry nephews coming over.
Yep, sure.
Got the judgmental father-in-law coming over.
Yeah.
Trying to be on my A game. I burnt the fucking shit out of all 3 of them.
All 3.
And I timed it out. All 3. Just the jerk kind of survived. I ate some of those.
Mm-hmm.
But here I am. I was commissioned by Katie to like, hey, you know, the family's coming over. They all love ribs. They love your ribs. Can we do some ribs? And I said, hell yeah. And I timed it out perfectly. They're going to be here at 2. I'll get the ribs off at 1:45, let them rest for 15 minutes. Boom, we'll eat as soon as they get here. Burnt them to a goddamn crisp, and if that's not bad enough, I got barbecue cooked because Katie delivered barbecue. We got barbecue takeout, like without even consulting me.
Oh,
I just got cuckolded.
Are you still getting married?
Calling other men to come bring us barbecue.
It wasn't a yes.
I don't know, man. I don't know if she respects me anymore, you know? Got outside barbecue coming into the home.
When was it ordered?
Like right when they got here, and I told her that I burnt the ribs. She was like, it's okay. Boom, boom, boom. She's got barbecue on the way. Like, I just, hey, you want to screw my fiance while you're at it, Chad, barbecue delivery guy? What else can you do to humiliate me?
I'd like to say I don't mean to laugh, but I do because it's sweet that you care this much. What's okay? Had you cooked ribs between the previous indiscretion and then this weekend?
No.
So
I can't perform, Kyle.
You're 0-4 on the rib game right now.
I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. I got to reevaluate the whole thing.
This is just, it's a food podcast now. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Is it, stuff that I'm sure you've already asked yourself, but for the listeners, is there any change in the regime of like different type of wood? Had you previously made ribs with the same setup you're using right now that worked out great?
Yes. Yes.
Wood from the same store, same type of wood?
I mean, we're talking pellets, so you know. I mean, yeah, I usually do hickory or apple. But
is there like a,
and the thing
is, there
is
a humidity level closer to the beach?
I don't know.
That is affecting... What's happening here? Listen, you get different baking temperatures if you get a frozen pizza in Denver than you do at sea level. I want to help you fix this with my complete lack of knowledge of the matter. I'm going to turn into my mom and offer suggestions that are basically insulting to your level of expertise.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I'm losing respect, Katie's respect. She won't eat my eggs. She doesn't like how I make the eggs. Every time I offer to cook breakfast, she's like, yeah, no eggs, please.
What are you doing to the eggs?
I think they're great. I think she's just a picky eater. But she'll get eggs when we go to a diner. You know, so I'm already I'm already an egg cuck. And now I'm a barbecue cuck, and I just, I don't know, man. My self-esteem's pretty low.
Let me take the egg thing away. Some people like shitty eggs, like greasy fried diner eggs, you know, whereas if you're making them like all fluffy and add dairy and stuff like that. I like eggs in general, eat them all, but some people like them greasy diner eggs. But I'm concerned because you do seem... It's not an act.
You know, here I am.
When I called you to start the show, and you were kind of like,
here I am,
glum.
Months away. Did I tell you we set a date too?
I was going to talk, but I didn't know if you wanted to bring it up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Duh. I told you because I texted you. Yeah. We haven't talked. We set a date, November 6th. So here I am, just months away, and you know, I can't satisfy my wife.
Performance issues. Now you got legit performance issues.
This is a woman I'm supposed to marry. We're supposed to be together forever. And she can't even look me in the fucking eye because I burnt the goddamn ribs.
Well, is she like a huge rib fan before? Is she like...
No, but you don't have to be an aficionado to understand that I made yesterday was pure shit.
There's no shame in making some ribs by yourself once in a while. All right? There's no shame. Just when she's out of town, draw the blinds.
Yeah,
put on some
maybe
music.
Maybe that's what I got
to do. And make some ribs for yourself.
Yeah.
How were those desert ribs that you made that you just stared at by yourself for hours?
Now, those were good.
While I dug my van out.
I was like, hey, we only got one shovel.
Also, I think you being there and how prideful you are as a person, I'm like, I don't want any help. I did this to myself. I'm going to fucking fix it by calling AAA. But okay, so those turned out all right, but that was different. That was a different setup.
Yeah, that's a different setup.
How do you burn? Like, it's because they're in, like, I'm assuming they're, like, in foil, so you can't check them without fucking them up.
Well, no, the second half. What I do is my normal routine is I do 2.5 hours uncovered at 250, and then right around 2.5 hours, I will pull them off and then wrap them in foil, and then about another 2 hours at the same temp. And I think I'm just running too hot, man. I'm just running too hot. I got to drop it down to 225. I don't know what's going on.
Do you have a thermometer on the grill that tells you exactly what's going
on? Yeah, there's a digital thermostat that tells you, you know, what's going on.
Okay. Maybe
either that
is the thermostat off.
That might be. That's what I'm saying. I'd like to blame it on something other than my own skill.
But if you're as experiments go, if you do everything the same way and there's one factor that you're not checking, that's the factor you need to put your eyes on. Speaking of temperature, I just went from it's 66 degrees in Los Angeles. I could not be happier. I went through a 40 degree temperature change. It was 108.
Really?
It was like 108 coming out of Sacramento today.
No way.
It was. I was worried about the van. I mean, everything's up to shape on it mechanically, according to like when I got it checked out before I bought it. But 108 degrees, I'm just always concerned about. It's got.
Rough.
Yeah, I'm really glad I'm starting a 6 week long road trip now that there's a heat wave and a gas price surge. Oh God, comedy's all about timing.
That gas. What are you seeing in LA right now? What, 420, 430?
I didn't see the price here. Last fill-up I got, I think, was 370.
And, it's well over four here in Long Beach.
Yeah, it was like 480 somewhere I saw. But it was like one of those shyster stations where it's like you're only getting gas there because you didn't stop soon enough at a place with competitors. Yeah, for people that don't know, but if you go down the five, I'm sure anywhere. Like long stretch of highway, and there's stops where it's like, all right, there's competitors, and everybody has a, you know, as long as they're not total scumbags, the price is about the same everywhere. And then if you like, oh, I'll make it, then there's like just one lone gas station, and that place is always like, fucking how much you got? That's how much they charge you. But
what else is going on with your journey? Well, off the air, you implied that some stuff was going on this week.
No, I was just getting into it. First, I want to say I'm sorry about the ribs. I think you need to look at these factors. Mm-hmm. I think you need to get another thermometer in there and check that temperature. Unless it's the sea, unless it's the ocean air. Unless it's a barometric pressure thing.
Or maybe I just fucking suck, Kyle.
I don't think that's the case. No. I don't think cooking is not a skill that dissipates with age. It's not like an athletic ability.
True.
It's only going to improve. So I think you got to not blame yourself and look at some of these external factors. I'll tell you that right now. And Katie was just, she's not trying to throw it in your face. She's like, well, everybody wanted barbecue, and they're here. I'll just save the day. Was it good barbecue that you got, or you just couldn't enjoy it because of the incident?
It was okay.
You don't even remember?
Ribs. My ribs may be burnt, but my ribs were bigger than the ribs that she got.
Big don't matter if you can't get it in your mouth. You know, so we're keeping with the euphemism of the comparison to dicks.
How are you, buddy? Enough of me and my whining.
I'm good, man. I just was, all week getting ready for this long trip and making sure I got what I need in the van, and I got an amp. I got a battery-powered amp and a microphone. So if I put something out on social media, like I'm looking for a show in this town, and you got a few friends and don't mind sitting out in the backyard, I'll do a show. I don't care. I'm looking for one in Marfa, Texas on, I think, Friday night.
So I like that approach, man.
Yeah, I mean, normally I'll see, like, if there's a show going on that I can stop in on and like that. But if not, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to pull up and do some bits. So, and I think on the way back, because I finish up on the 30th of June with my book dates, and then I'll be in Chicago hanging out, like Chicago and Addison, just hanging out, seeing family for the first time since COVID. And but on the way back, because I'm going back to Portland, not to L.A., I got to go by Montana and Wyoming, last two states for me to perform in for all 50 states.
Oh, really?
So I might be looking for something in Montana and Wyoming those days after 4th of July.
And that's exciting.
Yeah.
The 50. I've got 40. I'm at 48 right now myself.
What are you missing?
Rhode Island and Maine.
Oh, and never that's even good been. That they're close together. You can knock those both out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Odd that I got Hawaii and Alaska checked off the list, but I never got Maine or Rhode Island.
Yeah, same. I haven't locked down mainland yet. Continental United States.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I think you can get those relatively easy. I mean, Rhode Island's got a club.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I'm just, I'm knocking on wood and, not a praying man, but hoping for good vibes that this trip is everything is soundly attached to the vehicle. Mm-hmm. Got my fucking Max tracks in here. Made sure to make room for those this time, even though I don't plan on going off road at all ever again. But I got those.
You got a shovel?
I got a little shovel, and I got the Max tracks. I got a new spare tire that is so far still stuck to the bottom of the van. I got mountain bike. I got my road bike, too. I managed to squeeze that in here. Got an amp. Got a miniature electric guitar to play. It was like a child running away from home. I'm going to need my favorite stuffed animal and these Legos. And then I forgot. I bought eggs. I forgot the eggs in the fridge. Rachel, you forgot your eggs. I'm like, oh, the food? Food to survive? I forgot that. But thank God I have a miniature guitar.
That's good, man. No, people who've never done this type of traveling, if you're not a musician or a comedian or somebody who tours, like, it's a big deal to load up the van and leave home for 5 or 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I'm not trying to like over glorify it, but like I've done so many of these similar type of tours, and like, again, I'm not a praying man. I'm not a religious man, but about a week out, I really start to like mentally prepare myself. I try to, you know, go over in my head everything that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Let me figure out a solution for that. Everything that I might need. And just the fact that you're traveling that much in such a short period of time. Like, I mean, I don't want to jinx it. I mean, there's just so much that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much that could go wrong. But yeah, I always kind of get in. Not to like be too dramatic about it, but like, I think of it the way like a fighter would, you know, like, you know, the fighters will take these fights, you know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks out. And then for the next 6 or 8 weeks, it's just, you know, they're just training every day, and not just physically, but mentally. And like about a week out from a tour, I really kind of get into that mindset of like really trying to put all my focus on the upcoming trip and make sure all my T's are crossed and my I's are dotted. So,
well, what's silly is like, what I haven't been, I need to do more stand up.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing like maybe one show a week or something, but a little less than that. It's like, oh no, I got to get. In my head, I know everybody's coming out of COVID, but I want like the show to be good, even though everybody knows that.
Yeah.
That people are slow to get started on everything they had going on a year ago. I still feel like, all right, people are coming out. The show's got to be tip top. I mean, there's going to be notes on stage. I'll just tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw Kurt Braunohler at Helium a few weeks ago. And it's so funny, like you see your friends do spots, you see them do 10 minutes in this, but you never see somebody headline. And I got to see, I already think Kurt's hilarious, and he's a pal, and I think he's great. But to see him do an hour, and he had his book on stage open, but it was just so smooth. At least to me, it seemed smooth and engaging. And to watch him, even if it was stuff that I'd heard before, because people that don't know, he hosts the show Hot Tub in LA on Monday nights, like one of the best shows you could see. In L.A., it's him and Kristen Shaw host it, and it's just, it's a great showcase show. They host it, and there's, you know, 4 or 5 acts doing 10 minutes or what have you, and it's just a good time. It's on Monday nights at the Virgil if you happen to be passing through. And so I've seen him do some stuff there, but to see it fit into a set, and also, I always think, look, if people heard a joke, they don't want to hear it again. But it's like, well, I like seeing people do jokes again. Why do I got to get such a hard-on about it? Because I'm like, oh, fuck, I don't remember what I was doing 15 months ago, and now I'm going to go back, and it's going to be some of the same stuff. I hope people are cool with it, you know?
Yeah, I think if ever there was a time to cut you a little slack, it's coming out of the pandemic.
I mean, it's not from any albums. It's just that was like, oh, you, as soon as an album's recorded, it's like, all right, now you work on the new stuff, and that's what it was. So, but I'm going back to some of the same cities in the next year or so, you know, just the panic, which is good. It's good to be nervous about things again. I think it makes you better.
Yeah,
with stand up.
Yeah, if you're not nervous, you're not taking it seriously.
Yeah, it makes you respect it when it makes you scared.
That is crazy. I know this topic has been talked about before by many comedians, but just the fact that like it's the polar opposite from music. You know, you go see a band when they go, oh, here's a new one. Oh, let's go get a beer.
Yeah.
I want to hear the hits. But then comedy's the exact opposite. Like, oh, I've already heard that one.
Well, I think it's because, like, laughter's based on the element of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you laugh because, oh, shit, I didn't see how that joke was going to work. And that's how the punchline is. And so that's the
surprise. But I do like to see a little bit, like, sparingly, like, you know, like if I didn't know you and I were to go see you, I know you don't do this anymore or wouldn't want to do it, but like, oh, I'd love to see Kyle do the pancake bit, pancakes in a bag, you know, or like, you know, if you're there at a show, you're obviously most of the time a fan of that person. And they're, I don't know, like there's a ton of bits from comics I love that wouldn't hurt my feelings to see again.
Oh,
like,
same.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's...
Yeah, you can't make a habit of it.
Sounds like, like if something that happened 5 years ago, I'm going to sit up there and frame it like it happened 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll
there's
see
some
how
of these
goes.
Old school, some of these old school Southern comics, I'm not going to name any names, but some of these guys have been around for 40 years. Like, they'll put out new specials with 30% old material. Like, not just, oh, I'm going to go see him live and he's doing a joke from two albums ago. Like, no. Like, my mom has CDs of certain comics where you can tell, like, you can just look, like, oh, the same joke is on two different CDs.
I'm not sure how that. I mean, I think there's stuff that might have overlapped in my past. Like, oh, I did this set on a Comedy Central show, and then I did this on an album. But I don't know. We'll see, man. Going to first one out is at Flagstaff on Wednesday night.
Hell yeah,
two
dude.
Two nights. Never played Flagstaff, fella. Put a show together at the old Flagstaff Brewing Company the last few days for me, so.
That's a beautiful part of the country right there. Northern Arizona, get out of here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Getting another beer. Hold on, gotta get another beer. Got a bunch of Pacificos and a V8 waiting to make some mobile chiladas. I just don't feel like dirtying up a cup just yet. I just want cold beer after sitting in 108 degree temps out there in the world. It's a little much. God, man, it's tempting. Like, I'm going to pull over and drink one beer. Let me just have one cold beer.
Yeah.
Like, let's not do
that. Well, I've gone on record saying how much fun drinking and driving is, but we'll go down that again.
It's that little forbidden.
Mm-hmm. You know. I don't mean drunk driving. I think, you know, if you're a fully grown adult, you should be able to just have a beer while you drive.
Let me have a beer. I'm not saying hard R. I'm saying, hey, come on, lighten up, everybody.
Oh God!
Yeah. So I don't know.
How's that? How's the van drive? Like in long trips? Like, is it easy to handle? Is it comfortable? You bouncing all over the place?
No, man. It's good. It's punchier than the Subaru that I got.
Really?
I've been a couple times. Like, I wish I could pass this guy. I'm like, well, let's see. And all of a sudden, hauls a little ass. I'm like, all right.
There you go. Right on, man.
Yeah. It's comfy. Bed's comfy. I want to see. I took a nap. It was about mid-80s where I took a nap yesterday. I parked in the shade at a rest stop. But it wasn't too bad. I mean, I don't know how it'd be when it's 105 outside. Hopefully, and shit, man, I'm going through Arizona and Texas. We'll see. We'll see how it works sleeping in it.
You got some battery-powered fans and stuff in there?
Yeah, I got a little ceiling fan. Let's see if I got to get a little plug-in thing. For me, but you know, it's got windows and screens, and we should be have a little bit of airflow. I want to get a big old like big screen, like so I can keep the side door open and just have a big mosquito net.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Do you have the ceiling, the vent? Do you have the roof vent?
Yeah, it's got like a fan up there that runs off the marine batteries.
I never had that. I always meant to get around to that, but. Very little ventilation in my old van. I was just in there getting brain damage from inhaling carpet fibers and toenail dust.
Yeah, you had a real scenario going on for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I don't want to like. This isn't van life. I'm not living in it because I'm not poor. I'm not trying to exploit that element of the population. And this isn't like van life, doing it just for Instagram. I'll take pictures of it, and you know they. Managerial handlers were like, well, you got to get a video guy to tape stuff. It's just too cool to pass up. I'm like, all right. So I got a video guy coming with for the first few days to just get cool, like, shots of it driving through spots and document it a little bit. But I don't want to lean into that. I know that's how people make a living is just having YouTube channels. Mm-hmm. Actually, the guy who built this van, he built it off of one of the YouTube channels. One of their like, there's two engineers. Hold on, I got a sticker right here. It's called Far Out Ride is the name of that channel, and they actually sell the plan. They're two engineers that moved into a van and then sold, like, showed people how to convert it. So he built it based off their blueprints. So their engineers telling people how to, like, it's a good reference for, like, oh, I think I want to get an awning. Okay, well, this, we tried these three awnings and this one worked the best. This one leaks. I'm like, oh, this is a good resource. But as far as just, you know, the attractive couple who clearly already had seed money from their parents, like, we're just living in a van. It's like, because you know you don't have to. And that's why you can have dream catchers and tanned asses.
Yep.
You know.
Some of those videos are fucking nauseating. I saw one the other day where, like, this guy, he's talking to the camera, and then he, like, does this little sashay, like, come on, let's check out the van. A little skip and a hop over to the van. He's just bouncing around, just, and they do, like, the one tracking shot where the camera just goes all the way through the van without stopping, and just, some of it's just so cheesy.
Yeah, I think, a lot of it's pretty corny. And again, hey, if you're making money from it, go for it. I like it as a source of information. I haven't seen any people that I'm like, oh, you're an interesting person. It's actually been the opposite of it. You have a YouTube channel about van life because you're not really much of in the way of a personality. But then people could say the opposite of that about comedians, where they're like, oh, you're all personality because you have no discernible skills to offer the world. I'm like, all right, well, fair play. That's fair turnaround.
Yeah. True.
I like the tiny house thing. Like, we have a tiny house. Like, no, you have a mobile home.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you put up lattice work and it looks like a cuckoo clock doesn't change the fact that you have a mobile home that you spent too much money on. That's what you have. You over-decorated a mobile home. Brandy Posey was laughing because she lives in like Eagle Rock. There's a trailer park out in Eagle Rock, and she's got a trailer out there. Mm-hmm. And said somebody moved in with their tiny home and just had to have her dad help her back it into her spot. It's like, it's a mobile home. That's what you have.
Yeah.
Van life. You have a fucking RV. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look, we have a spice rack. Cool. It's an RV. They've existed for decades. And that's why I'm not like, I know managers are like, we got to get a video guy and we got to document. I'm like, there's nothing unique about touring in a van. Bands do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's not like anything exceptional. It's cool. I'm glad I have it. I think it's neat.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anybody's like, what'd you do before? Oh, I stayed in hotels with hot showers, and that was nice, of which I desperately need one. I was kind of bummed. I'm like, oh, the sink in here doesn't have hot water. It just has one water line going to it. I'm like, oh, so it's always cold to do dishes. Then I filled up my water today, and it was like unflavored soup on account of the 108 degrees. And I'd like, oh, yeah, I didn't plan for this. I didn't plan for my drinking water to be like a flavorless hot tea.
Yeah.
So I realized I got to get another Nalgene to like fill one and keep it in the fridge and then pour that, you know, trade them out. So beers are cold. Again, another reason I'm like, oh, fuck, man, I don't drink one of these beers just because it's cold.
Your bed comfy?
Bed's good. About a 6-inch piece of memory foam.
Nice.
It's a little short. My feet dangle off the end, but I don't mind that. It's nice to dangle your feet.
I can't remember. Do you have the bed north, south, or east, west?
No, four and aft, I guess. If you want to call it north and south, bow and stern.
Uh huh.
Is that boat? Is that boat parts? Is that front and back for boats?
I think so.
Port and starboard and bow and stern.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's a transit, so you can't really fit sideways in it.
Mm.
Yeah, thank God I got brought a wool blanket. Thank God that's in here.
That'll come in handy some places, I would imagine, at night.
When we were camping the other week up in, we go to Washington, Oregon. It was cold out at night. It was cozy for the two of us. But yeah, man, I'm psyched. I just, knock on wood, things go more choreographed effort than the last trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's exciting, man.
It's filled with healthy snacks that'll go bad very quickly while I eat Del Taco every chance I can get. That's what I did. I bought like bananas and peanut butter jelly and eggs because I was like, it's so easy. Like, oh, I'm hungry. Well, where do you stop when you're driving? Fast food. It's like, oh, I better pull over at this delicious, healthy restaurant. So, gotta have the good snacks.
That's good. Anytime you can avoid fast food on the road, because it is, you do become so dependent on it just by sheer convenience. But anytime you can circumnavigate that, that's good.
Yeah. But outside of that, man, doing all right.
Well, good.
Feeling good. Gonna take a much needed shower. Gonna look at my notes. Look at my joke notes. That's when I write the most, like driving and like kind of doing your set to yourself and being like, oh, wait, this joke.
Oh, yeah.
Be funnier if I say it after this, or this goes with this one. Like, that's, I never realized. Be like, what's your writing process? Like, there's no writing process. If you write a note, oh, this might be funny. I'm like, oh, it's driving. It's the driving between shows where I'm like, oh, I think this might work here and this.
Yeah, that's an important part of it.
Meditative. What's up? What's up with you outside of burning the ribs, which I can tell you're still, it's still on your mind.
Yeah.
You're still heartbroken. You shouldn't be, Dave. Happens to everybody.
Yeah. I'll get over it. No, good news this week. Yeah, we set a date, November 6th, because November 10th is when we got engaged. And I don't put my foot down much in our relationship, but a few months ago I was like, you know, in November it'll be 2 years that we will have been engaged. And I don't know why, just something, it just feels trashy to be engaged too long. So I was like, hey, well, let's try to get this done before the 2 year mark.
Well, it's not like the last year counted for anybody.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, that's true. That's why, you know, it kind of threw a wrench in everything. But even with that, like, we could have gotten stuff done in terms of that. But we still don't know how big or small it's going to be, but we have set the date and the location. We're going with a real kind of, I don't know if this is tacky or unique, or it's definitely not unique, tacky or interesting, but we're doing Vegas. So we both like Vegas. It's just a few hours from here, obviously. And in terms of destination weddings, we were like, well, if we're going to ask people to travel, it needs to be somewhere where they can have some fun. So, yeah, probably keep it fairly small. You know, I would imagine grand total, you know, 30 to 40 people total.
Where in Vegas? Not that, I don't know. Now you told people the date and the location. You might have some wedding crashers here.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, we don't have an actual, we haven't booked, you know, a location per se. But, yeah, we're working on all that. But, yeah, just go to Vegas, get silly, you know, eat some good food. Katie loves the slots. She just absolutely loves just sitting down there playing the Golden Girls slots. So yeah, just gonna keep it real low key and just have some fun.
We can get Deb out there. Deb needs even less of an excuse to go to Vegas, let alone the wedding of one Dave Stone. Yeah, although she might be sad to see you getting hitched. I don't know. I think she's still got a little thing for you there.
Yeah, and she may.
I'll come
she
in.
May have something to say.
I'm coming in hot. You said it's the 6th.
Yeah, November 6th.
Man, I'm coming in hot from hot from Boulder, Colorado the night before. I'll get there.
Oh, right on. Okay, so you'll be kind of in the general area anyway.
Yeah, you know, so, Boulder, Colorado, Las Vegas. You know, that general area. I mean, of North America.
You know, you're the same time zone, so that's good.
Is it?
But yeah, so now comes the tricky part of father-in-law in passing mumbled something about how he would pay for it. So now comes the task of like holding his feet to the fire. Not that he would like back out or anything, but like just having to say like, all right, you mentioned that. Can we go ahead and count on you for X amount of dollars so we can plan this thing?
Yeah, listen, we're getting married in Vegas. So $350 would really help us out. I don't even know where you get, like, if you go to Vegas to get married, is it like only novelty, like Little Chapel, Elvis marries you, or is it like multitude of spots, like casinos have a chapel, or I'm not sure how it works. I've never been to a wedding there.
Yeah, we've been doing a little research, and I think there's kind of a broad scope of, you know, whatever you want, not just the novelty stuff, even though obviously that's what Vegas and weddings are known for, but just something, some simple, low-key, you know?
Yeah. You going to take in any but shows? Yeah.
I don't know, possibly, yeah. I've never seen a Vegas show.
I mean, if the old man's paying for it, get yourself some Cirque du Soleil tickets on there. Get yourself a Chris Angel show.
Blue Man Group or something.
Yeah, go see the Jabberwockies.
Who are they?
They're like dance people. I think they're America's Got Talent.
That's right. That's where I saw those guys.
Yeah. Of which, that reference, I'll say there's a show called Hacks that's on HBO.
Been watching it.
Okay, you've been watching.
Yeah,
I like it. I mean,
been watching it.
Relevant interests, but also I think it's a good show.
My only problem as a stand-up is that she hired a comedy writer and not necessarily a stand-up. You know, the young girl, they don't make any mention that she's done stand-up per se. So that's the only part I'm like, you know, if I'm a legendary Vegas comic, I'd get someone who's done stand-up to help me punch up my
ass. But she didn't want a comedy writer.
She
didn't want a comedy writer at all. The agent fella, who's very funny, or the manager who's very funny in it, who I think is one of the creators of the show.
Yeah.
It's just I got to find some sort of gig for this woman who got that. I think it's all very relevant. She got a writing gig because she was funny on Twitter. That's happened to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're thrown into this world. So I think it's a quality program. Of which I think did
Gene
a new
Smart.
Yeah, did a new one come out yesterday? I got to catch up on.
It comes out, I think that show comes out on Thursdays. So, yeah, we finished the, speaking of Jean Smart, she's in two shows at the same time. Have you seen Mayor of Easttown?
No, what's that?
Mayor of Poundtown? It's all right. I'm not going to spoil anything, but I feel like it lost a lot of steam towards the end, but the finale was last night, and I was underwhelmed, but, you know, some people probably like it. I like the first few episodes, but it just, I don't know, I feel like it ran out of gas. It's a good show, kind of a murder mystery.
Okay.
And Kate Winslet is the star.
Who is?
The lead. Kate Winslet.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Titanic.
I was like, Kate Willett, she's a very funny stand-up. Good for her for being on a show. Like, oh, no, Kate Winslet.
Yeah.
It's easy to get jealous of people that are, like, funny online and then get stuff like showbiz stuff, but the secretary that's on Hacks, what's her name? Megan,
the secretary.
Megan
Statler. Oh, right.
And she's she's making real funny Instagrams, and she's on there, and then she's funny on there.
Oh,
and it's
really?
Like, good job.
Yeah.
For you. Good for you.
Yeah, she's real funny.
Some people.
Yeah, in the context of the show.
Yeah.
I guess her dad owns that agency or whatever.
Yeah. That's,
or maybe they even alluded that maybe she even has a stake in it, but she has no interest other than just being the secretary.
Yeah.
But yeah, that girl's funny. She's real funny.
It's a good show, everybody. We endorse it.
Speaking of stuff I've been watching lately, now
I
wanted to throw this
at
you.
Monster.
I wanted to get your take on this. I know you're not a sports fan, but this kind of goes beyond sports, more of a social thing. Obviously, fans haven't been able to go to sporting events for a year. You know, there were no fans last year during COVID, even though all the sports, for the most part, carried on. Baseball played last year with no fans. Mm-hmm. NBA played last year in a bubble with no fans. Anyway, all the fans are back. And, you know, I've been a sports fan my whole life, so I kind of follow this stuff. So this is kind of uncommon, these occurrences I'm about to speak of. But in the last, just in the last week alone, three major sports stars have had encounters with fans. And then, I'll talk about those in a second, but sports stars are getting accosted by fans this week, and there's been like three fist fights amongst fans, like at ball games. There was a fight the other day at like the Dodgers-Astros game where some poor dude just got knocked the fuck out. And yeah, there's been a few fights that people have captured on phones and thrown up on the web and stuff. But anyway, and I know you probably don't know who any of these people are, but I'm on this Atlanta Hawks bandwagon. They're in the playoffs right now. They're doing pretty well. But they have this young star who's great called Trey Young.
Are their fans called something? Is it called like the Hawks Nest?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Birdhouse. You go see the birdhouse.
there are places like that, but I don't think the Hawks have a nickname for their spot yet. But anyway, their big stars, this kid named Trey Young, he's like 22, just really great. He got spit on by a fan a couple nights ago in New York.
I've heard everything.
Yeah. This other star for the 76ers in Philadelphia, this guy named Russell Westbrook, who's amazing, he got popcorn dumped on his head by a fan. And then two nights ago, this guy named Kyrie Irving, who plays for the Brooklyn Nets, he got a water bottle thrown at his head. So just in the last week, there's been like three major incidents involving sports stars. And then, like I said, multiple, at least two or three other fights amongst fans at these games. Like, what the fuck is going on with people? Do you think that's just, we've been quarantined for a year and now we're finally back at these events and I don't know how to fucking behave?
I always thought people got in fights at sporting events. As a non-sports guy, if I go to a baseball game, I assume I'll see some sort of fight. So, the only reason I remembered the White Sox or a team from Chicago is because sometime in May, there's always a news story and it's like a shirtless father and son team trying to fight an umpire. Like that. None of this surprises me. Is it that one event happened? I heard about the popcorn thing, but I'm just like, oh yeah, drunk sports fans. Like none of this is surprising to me. And is it just that slow news day? One thing happened. So, let's throw this on the news. Normally it wouldn't make the cut, but people are looking up. We got a lot of views on this Kyrie Irving thing. So we may as well show this other guy getting a water bottle thrown at him.
It just seems like an influx altogether.
Anytime you give beer and sports fans at a live event, I'm like, oh yeah, these people are going to be assholes. Like I assume it. So,
yeah, and that's been that way from the beginning. But I'm saying I don't recall so many actual incidents involving players, like players getting spit on, getting popcorn thrown at them.
I think it probably happens more often. It's just that now that it's been a year of no fans. Oh, here's a news story. Is fans interacting with the athletes again? Whereas before, this would be a common occurrence.
Or maybe a
mix of like people. I mean, being at a stand-up show in L.A. where they had to pull some dude off the stage being a shithead. Maybe people don't know how to be drunk in public anymore.
Yeah. I think people forgot because, yeah, I understand like slow news day, but I've been watching ESPN for 30 years, and anytime something like this happens, it'll show up on SportsCenter. But it just hasn't happened much in recent years. Now, about 15 years ago, there was this huge melee in, I think it was in Detroit. The Indianapolis Pacers were playing the Detroit Pistons, and one of the Pacers stars got a water bottle thrown at him, and he ran 20 rows up into the stands and started throwing punches.
Yeah, good.
That was a huge story back then. But yeah, my point is this doesn't happen that much. Like I get slow news day on the regular news, you might see something like this, but SportsCenter, you know, they always show this kind of crap and there just hasn't been that much of it in recent years until this week. There's an influx.
I think the better iPhone now that the video footage is more TV ready.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that's my Bigfoot argument is that really nobody's got a fucking iPhone 12 out there pointed into the woods. It's got great low light resolution.
Mm-hmm.
But every time it looks like shit, that's why it's not viable. Maybe this was happening all the time, but everybody's cell phone footage was shaky. There's no stabilization. It was garbage. Now they got good phones. We're like, wow, we could put this right on the TV.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just bizarre. I just feel like people.
I'm like, oh, a sports fan was a fucking dickhead. I couldn't be more surprised. Every time the Giants play the Dodgers, I'm like, well, somebody's gonna die.
Yeah,
I thought they had to sacrifice one person every time in the parking lot. The Giants played the Dodgers. My buddy was wearing a fucking Bulls jersey at a Dodgers game. And so I was like, what the fuck is that? He's like, it's not even the same sport.
Yeah.
You fucking goblin. Dodgers fan. How do you know somebody likes the Dodgers? Oh, because they tattooed it on their face. I gotta keep my voice down. I forgot I'm not back in LA. I got shot through the van.
Oh man. Oh, and then it's just been a rough week for sports too.
Oh, poor sports. Kind of
apropos of nothing, but my beloved Braves are fun loving, goofy, playful, big personality left fielder who everybody loved. Just a big teddy bear, Marcell Ozuna, just got arrested for felony aggravated domestic assault.
Again, like, color me unsurprised. An athlete beat the shit out of his wife. Ooh, boy, is news? Give me the list of athletes that don't beat the shit out of their wives. That's the all-star game for me. This guy never laid a finger on any of his baby mamas. Great, give him $1 million. That's a fucking
this guy, everybody loved this dude, and apparently somebody called 911, and when the cops showed up, according to the report, the police officers witnessed him grab his wife by her throat and slam her up against the wall in front of them, in front of the cops. So what the fuck was he doing before they arrived?
Again, and more unsurprising news from the sports world. These roided out goblins are monsters towards their loved ones. We're not quite at South American soccer levels where the fans assassinate the goalie, but still, none of this shit is surprising. It's the bubble. Man. The bubble was the safest year in sports because there's no interaction with these. It was like just all it was like, what if we just like cage in all these fucking animals and let them fight amongst themselves for a year? That's what you got.
Oh man, yeah, it's been a bummer.
Shit, even I watched that Cubs play. Man, so anybody who listens to Boogie Monster for Supernatural has been completely excluded from this episode. Now we're not even talking about food anymore. It's like, wow, did you see the game?
You did see that Cubs play though. That was
I was like, Cubs. Like, once in a while, like taking some Cubs stuff. I didn't even know what was going on, but it looked pretty silly. And I was like, he got a point. Ah, good for you.
The crazy part about that play was there were two outs.
None of them all hit their wives for 5 minutes.
all the first baseman had to do was turn around and just step on first base. He didn't have to chase the guy back down towards home. Yeah, that was a real bonehead play. But, yeah, I've never seen anything like that. That was a once-in-a-lifetime bonehead play there.
I can't imagine – just having to think quickly, like comedy's one thing and crowd work and coming up with snappy comebacks, but physically having to be like, shit, now this, now that, now this. Mm-hmm. I understand athletic. I was writing a part of a joke today, like continuing on a thought that I had about like the only time somebody's really upset about, like the only way somebody can articulate why they're confused about transgenderism is like, whoa, what if a transgender woman wants to compete against a biological woman in MMA? I'm like, first off, this is when you're finally standing up for biological women's rights is fucking MMA. it's not abortion, it's never anything else. Now all of a sudden it's about the honor of the biological woman. And first off, I'm like, I'm talking about the human aspect of it. I don't give a fuck about sports. Figure it out for yourself. I'm like, I'm short, I'm weak, and I got no coordination. I don't give a shit about sports, and sports don't give a shit about me. You can sort that one out on your own. I don't care. But I'm like, is it too ranty? It's not silly. I got to get back to silly. I got to have silly stuff. I got too many manifestos. My hair's all bald and long at the same time. Look like a real creep. Look like a real greasy creep.
I like it, dude. I like lean into it. Be a creep. Or look like it. Don't be a creep. Appear to be a creep.
Be a creep. Wave your dick out of the van, Kyle. Come on. Drink a beer while you're driving. Go hard R. Why not?
Oh, God. Dude, I've been, speaking of things that have nothing to do with Boogie Monster.
I'll tie it in. We were going to talk about MK Ultra, and that's pretty much is the plot of Naked Gun, is mind control of the baseball
player. I never thought of that. I never thought of that.
Yeah. So that's the brief tie-in and the tease for next week is going to be MK Ultra.
Dude, I'm rewatching Breaking Bad. I forgot how damn good that show is. You've seen it, correct?
Yeah, good program.
Oh my God.
The only TV series I've watched twice.
Really?
I watched it again last year, 2 years ago.
Way to go. Yeah, dude, I'm mowing through that thing. I saw it once about 5 or 6 years ago. Enjoyed it, but don't remember any of this. This is all most of it's all new to me. And
oh yeah.
Oh boy. They figured something out with that show.
Throw a Better Call Saul on there while you're at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen that all the way through. I've watched the first 2 seasons and for whatever reason just stop there, but yeah, I like that show.
It's, you know, you make fun of like origin stories and Star Wars and everything. You're like, oh, actually, okay, this is a good thing to watch.
Yeah,
I told you I was trying to watch the Avengers movies, and I got through like the third one. I was like, oh, I just don't care. I know, I get that they're good. Yeah. I get that they're fun in the theaters. I'm like, I don't give a shit. It's always like, oh, now this guy's. Now the Hulk will smash things, but that guy's a wizard. And I'm like, ah, fuck. I thought I had to watch all the stories of the individual guys first to know what's going on. And people are like, no, you don't have to. I'm like, I definitely have to. Doctor Strange, like what? Like grown up Harry Potter's here and he can just make orbs, but also there's aliens, but also there's Vikings, and also there's ghosts and there's lab experiments that went wrong. I'm like, too much for a casual viewer like myself, but I get why they're popular. Big old, like, go see it in the movie on a Friday night with a bunch of other people cheering and having a good time. Community experience, I dig it. But not sitting at home trying to be like, well, what's this? I'm on my phone looking up who does what. Well, who's this fucking guy? Pause it. Now I got to do homework.
I've never seen is that a Marvel? I've never seen a Marvel movie.
It's a Marvel. Oh, I'm getting another beer.
I've literally never seen any of those movies. And, yeah, I know people love them. I just do not give a shit.
You know what?
I've tried. I just don't give a shit. I do not care.
And
I don't know why.
That I watched, the Captain America one, because then you're only focused on one guy and how he becomes. You know what it is? It's like, imagine if you watched a movie where, like, well, that's Freddy, and he comes to you in your sleep. And that's Jason, and he's actually avenging his mother's death, or it was his mother or whatever. And also that's the ghost from The Conjuring that's in the house that it's like, hold on, I gotta watch all these origin stories first before I get it, you know. I'm just trying to set it in a world of like movies that we like. We're like, oh wait, all these different monsters are like operating together now. But Captain America, I was like, it's a pretty interesting story how like he came around. And then Thor Ragnarok. That one's just, it's funny. And you don't need no shit. It's just Thor. He's like big, strong guy. And that's a funny one. You'll have a good time watching that one. Probably the best one. Of the 3.5 that I made through. 3.5 out of however many are out there that I watched. Thor Ragnarok, best one. Sorry, I think I cut you off there. You're getting excited. So I'm just standing up for the first time in 2 days. It feels good.
Oh, boy. Well, it's good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, we'll get broadcast from the road. I think I should be in Austin by next week, just bopping around town. But can't do any official shows because I'll be there later in the year with a proper show at the Paramount Theater, I think. But Shane Torres is going to be in Austin. We'll be skulking around.
Uh-oh, the two of you out of the town together.
Yeah, look at...
That's double trouble.
Look for a guy who looks like an overweight Indian chief insulting a homeless man, and it'll be just me and Shane making fun of each other in the corner of a bar.
Oh, man, I love Shane.
Yeah, he's one of my... You and him, I think, are my best buddies in comedy.
Ah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, like my pals that I'm like, oh, I got real problems that I think I want to talk to somebody about also. So,
yeah, Shane's good people.
He's very good people. Yeah,
great.
So he'll be around. We'll be farting around Austin, Texas.
Good times.
So say hi.
Right on, unless, buddy.
Or just eavesdrop. We'll probably just be making fun of each other pretty hurtfully. So just eavesdrop on that. It's usually a pretty good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you, man? You got, I know you said you booked some shows.
Yeah, booking some dates, man. Yeah, I mean, they're way out in October, but looks like I'm doing Seattle. I'll be at Laughs Comedy Club on August, or October 15th and 16th.
That
I'll
new,
be
that
in
new
Portland.
Room is good, man.
Yeah, I like it up there. Booked a Portland gig there in Helium.
Yeah.
I'll be at Helium October 19th.
Hell yeah.
And Eureka, and then not official yet, but working on a Reno date. So yeah, October I'll start farting around, getting back out on the road, finding my sea legs, getting back to applying my trade. Can't wait. Well, man.
Tell people when them Long Beach gigs are coming up too, man. You got practice.
Yeah, working on those. Got some of those lined up, but I don't like to advertise the practice gigs.
Well,
but if you see me, you see me. You know, I'll be around.
Hang around.
Yeah, man.
Snoop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, buddy. Sorry, yeah. Sorry, we didn't get to anything whatsoever this week, but you know how it goes, everybody.
Yeah. It's a holiday.
Hopefully, the audio quality is good because this is going to be the next six episodes or so. I'm back to the old buddy. Borrowed me and Paranormal U microphone.
Oh yeah,
set up in the van with some street noise here. I turned the fan off, but hopefully the cars and what have you going by. Hopefully, the alarm is off in my sister's house. Otherwise, get another spicy ring video.
Oh boy,
I checked.
Need a repeat of that.
They did some other thing went off with it too, and they had firemen in there, which is funny because my sister and her girlfriend happened to be my sister and her girlfriend, so I was real kind of waste of beefcake with the firemen coming in there.
Yeah.
Her girlfriend's like, you sure you don't want to come in the showers? A lot of hype firemen here. I mean, not that that's our thing, but they're here.
Nothing worse than wasted beefcake.
Just beefcake, just left out in the sun. Nobody's eating it around here. All right, that made it gross. Man. It was sweet before. It made it gross.
Well, I'm going to go hire a man to come over here and feed my fiance rotisserie chicken.
Well,
or something.
Hey, maybe next time you burn some ribs, the fire department will show up. A bunch of hot beefcake.
Look at that. There you go. Two birds with one stone.
I'm telling you, man, get yourself another thermometer and find out. If it's that simple and then you know you can't blame yourself, it's like when your dick don't work and you find out you got a blood pressure issue. And it's not that you're just a little bit gay and that, like, you know, that sexuality is a spectrum and it's not binary. It's just that sometimes, too many hot Pringles before bed. Too many hot Pringles. Not only thought about, I saw a guy's smooth balls in some porn once, and now I can't think about that more than boobs. It's not that I'm like, I'm like 95% straight, but 5%, good looking fella, good for you. I'd touch a peck once in a while just to feel it.
It may have moved.
Hey, it's all right. You can always look at porn and be like, that's a good looking dude. Nice dick, solid ass, good for you, buddy. All you're doing is becoming a more well-rounded you. That's all you're doing. You know the thoughts in there. To have, like, your own internal gatekeeper, like, never, ever, ever think about it. If you're that fucking straight, why are you watching porn with a naked dude in it? You're accepting that already. Anyway, weird time to throw that rant on the end.
That's all right, buddy.
Everybody's monster needs a little boogie in it, man.
All right, you fucking maniac.
Hell yeah, man. Is that the new Adam and Eve ad? Everybody's into everything. It's 2021. 10% off stuff for your butt. Men and chicks and everybody in between or exteriorly. God, and a half Pacificos. I'm going to shower. It's going to be great. All right. Well, that was the thing.
All right. Buddy, seriously, be safe out there. And, you know, holler if you need anything, man. If you need a shovel, you need a tow. I don't care where you're at. I'll come running.
I got a shovel. Hopefully no tow. Sometimes you're shoveling, sometimes you're towing. Right back to the conversation we're having about sexuality. Sometimes you're shoveling, sometimes you're towing. You know what I'm talking about, fellas? It's all right.
Oh, boy. All right, man. Have fun out there. Be safe.
We'll do, man. We'll check in with you in a bit. You be good. Get yourself, get him another thermometer, everybody. Patreon, Boogie Monster, $4 a month. Get Dave a new thermometer. Stop pissing money away in these ribs.
The Boogie Monster.
Bye.